Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How much improved do you think the roster is now that you've gotten Johansson and BC and Miller and Yoki Haru? Do you think there's been an improvement in the roster?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you can add sort of proven NHLers to your lineup, it's going to be beneficial for the group. So I'm excited to see those guys out there and start playing with them.
How does your mindset change? I mean, last year it was a tryout deal in some ways, and now you're committed here long term. How does your approach then change now that you know that your future is certain?
I don't think my mindset changes really. I think it's more of, I don't know. I think last year there was a lot of adjustment, a lot of change, I think, and you're meeting new people, meeting new teammates, and I think you get a little bit more comfortable. For me, I'm a little more comfortable this year, sort of knowing the situation, knowing the guys, but your mindset, I think my mindset's always to try and be the best player you can be and help the team as much as you can, and that's not going to change, I think, and I think the situation changed a little bit, but that just sort of the outside thing with your mindset thing you can control. I think it doesn't really change much.
You think though you're more comfortable in some way knowing the situation and knowing that you're here for a long time. You can be more assertive in certain situations where you can take more of a, I don't want to say leadership role, but just more be a little bit more assertive in the team's future goals beyond.
Yeah, I think so. In a way, I think that the more comfortable you are around people, the more sort of you know people and more people know how you sort of react in different situations or just sort of your personality. And those things help, I think, as you gain familiarity with people and people gain familiarity with you, you can sort of build on things you've done in the past and past experiences. And yeah, I think that for sure that this year you want to take another step in that sort of in that aspect, I guess, of the game, and hopefully we can move forward here and have a good year.
Ralph is your third head coach in 3 years. What's the challenge like going into a training camp, adjusting to a new voice, a new system, and just a different way of approaching things?
I don't know if it's a challenge. I think for anyone, it's sort of learning a new system, maybe sort of how he likes to play, but I think as a player, like, you just have to worry about yourself. I think the coach has to worry about a lot of guys, and as a player, you just got to worry about yourself. So, yeah, I think he's gonna teach us and sort of let us know sort of what he wants in training camp and. We have some exhibition games to work through those things, and as a player, you adjust and again, just try and help the team as best you can, and I think it does add some excitement. So, as a player, that's always good.
You saw in the second half of last year, we've seen a lot around here in recent years. This team has been very fragile a lot of the time. Given the benefit of time, thinking about how it happened, how do you avoid it?
Yeah, I think that you just try and use your experience. I think we have a lot of young guys. I think going through last year, obviously we kind of had some ups and downs, and they were pretty. There's a pretty big contrast between the two, and I think anytime you go through a season, whether you end up sort of happy or successful or disappointed, I think you can always learn something. I think for us as a group and individually, I think guys go home over the summer, they reflect, and you're that much better for next year because you've been through that situation, you've experienced it, and the next time you get into a season, you approach a similar situation, you can approach it with the mindset that you've been here before, you know sort of how you reacted before, and things you'd like to do better, and and maybe things you'd like to keep the same. So I think that just overall as a group we'll be better, just having been through last season, and then individually I think it's up to everyone else, everyone as a person, to sort of grow and keep getting better. I think he's passionate. I think he's excited. Obviously he's pretty intelligent with sort of his resume. I think it's pretty unique. But I think as a player, seeing a guy that passionate, that excited to sort of get going, that can become contagious. And I think it's fun to be around. So yeah, I'm excited to get going and playing for him. Not really. I don't think you go into the season. I think for me, I just go into the season trying to get one, and then you go from there, I think. And so obviously sort of producing offensively is part of my job, but I don't think sort of last season sort of adds more pressure. I think it's just, that's what you expect of yourself. I think you expect to keep getting better. You expect to keep helping the team win. And, that's what I'm going to keep trying to do. I mean, I got a lot of buddies on that team. Obviously, they had a good run. I was happy for them, but I think, it is what it is. Kind of, I think, like, I'm a Sabre, and as focused on here, we didn't reach our goal, and that's disappointing. I think once the season ends, you kind of reflect on your season, sort of how you can get better for next year, while you sort of keep an eye on the playoffs and sort of what's going on. And yeah, that's sort of how it happened. I think you sort of see it in the background, and your main focus is keep getting better and sort of trying to help the group here.
What is the lesson every player in the league takes from the St. Louis Blues
now? I don't know. I think obviously the parity in the league, it shows that anyone can win every night, and sort of obviously where they were at in the middle of the season isn't where they ended up. So I don't know. I think it's everyone's written it sort of like they went from last place. To winning the cup, and you just have to keep plugging away. I think they got on a run. They went into the playoffs on obviously a pretty hot streak, and they sort of carried it to the cup final and won. So I think that's just the way the league is now. Anyone can win on any night, and any team can get hot for an extended period of time. And you have to sort of keep that in mind and sort of bring that sort of consistent effort every night and try and come out on top more than you do on the bottom there.
What's your anticipation level for the style of hockey Ralph's going to play, and what's your excitement for that brand of hockey?
I don't know. I mean, I think nowadays, I think everyone's sort of talks about speed and the game so fast. I think we got a lot of guys that can skate. You probably have to ask him. I think just sort of looking at our group, I think it's going to be an exciting team to watch. Again, we got a lot of young guys. I think that they're going to continue to take steps forward, and that's going to be fun to watch, I think. And I think we'll see sort of system-wise what he wants, but I'd expect to be up-tempo and a lot of emphasis on speed, because I think that's the strength of our team. Yeah, winning's a lot more fun. I think it's more fun to come to the rink after a win. So, I don't know. I think everyone's different. I think everyone comes to the rink and expresses themselves in a different way. And I don't know. There's going to be ups and downs in every season, and there's going to be ups and downs as a group, ups and downs personally. And I think the more you play and the more experience you get, the more you're able to recognize the ups and downs and sort of adjust to them. And I don't know, I think that it all helps in sort of getting better as a group and as a team. But I'll make sure he's having fun.
In contrast, though, do you think this team is, in a good way, perhaps hardened a little in some ways over how what happened in the second half of last season? You know, there's scar tissue there?
I don't know. I mean, it's sort of. I think everyone sort of deals with it differently. Everyone experiences differently, but I think as a group, going into the season, you look at some of the young guys we have and sort of the steps they're going to take. Obviously, a new coach that brings some excitement, and everyone starts off with the same record. So there should be excitement. I think there is. I think that's just human nature. You come back for a new season; it's a fresh start, clean slate, and again, I think last year you take the lessons, the good and the bad lessons, and you sort of put them in your back pocket and you move forward, and I think that's what we're going to do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.